Your reaction at tonight's 2-0 win here at Windsor Park, David?
Delighted to get ourselves in the final. I thought we thoroughly deserved the win tonight. Probably could have been a little bit more. Credit to Carrick, they stuck in and had a couple of opportunities, but I thought the best team tonight won tonight.
Paul Smith provided the assist. He got the man of the match. He showed real quality tonight, didn't he?
He does, because he's got an attitude, and I said a while ago when we lost against Portadown, he's going to be an asset to me, he's going to be an asset to this club, because he wants to run and he wants to play and he wants to score goals. I think the only thing he's missing in that is a goal, but that'll come. His performance is the way he's playing and the way he keeps threatening in behind. I never had pace as a striker, but he has pace, and I'm sure he worries a lot for some of the stuff coming, especially here at Windsor.
Al Quinn tucked it away quite nicely for the evening score, didn't he?
Great ball, great goal. Slightly concerned when Paul cut it back on Niall's right foot, but fair play to Niall. He didn't slash at it. He took his time, composure, and tucked it away.
Mark Stafford's first goal for the club too. That will help build his confidence, won't it?
I thought he was excellent again tonight. He's missed quite a few games from the start of the season, but he gives out a little bit of stuff. I thought him and Jimmy won quite a lot of their headers today. They were dominant in the air. And not only were they dominant there, it was then putting us on the attack because we had players running behind.
Great response to what was a disappointing second half on Saturday, wasn't
it? Yeah, it was. And I asked the players again on Saturday, it's going to be difficult. It is difficult to play here. It's difficult at the best of times, because you've always got something to prove. You get people outside of Linfield commenting on this, commenting on that. I'm fully aware of that. I've seen it, I've heard it. But we can only look after what happens here. And if we play the way we played tonight, leading into January and going forward, I'll be happy.
You must be very proud to lead the club into a cup final on January the 12th.
Absolutely, can't wait. Looking forward to it. And it's a game that not only the players, but the staff here, the fans. This club demands success. That's why I come here. I demand success. I demand success for myself to be better, everything that I do. And this club demands it, and they deserve it. And hopefully we can go there positively. And wherever the final is, we can go and get the right result.
It's the first of four games in a month against Ballymena. It's far from ideal, isn't it?
I think I'll be sick of the sight of Spike, and I'm sure he'll be saying the same. But looking forward to it, and I'm sure there'll be no secrets when we play them, because I know Spike was here tonight. I've seen Ballymena play, and we play them the 3-4 times. So looking forward to it, and hopefully we can come out on top. All the time when we play them.
And it's one game at a time, and this Saturday up at Ballymena Showgrounds. Ballymena. So we need to make up spaces in the league table.
Yeah, we do. And it's a game, again, I warn the players after, get yourself ready for Thursday night, because going down to Ballymena on Saturday is going to be difficult. It's a sticky pitch. It's a tough place to play. It can be windy. It can rain. It can hail. But if we turn up with the right attitude and the mentality that we turned up tonight, for the rest of the season, we'll be okay.
Congratulations on tonight's win, and
cheers,
all the very best for Saturday.
Cheers, good man.